Right. We'll be on page 102, and left column, second paragraph, where it says Mitzvah Bipurim. In that, the year will be Tough Reish Lav at Zion.
That's right.
Okay. And so, of course, the Mitzvah of Bikurim comes from this week's parsha, the very beginning of Yisavo, that talks about bringing the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Amira, the statement that you make there. Mitzvah Bikurim Hoya Hachon El Rosh Hashanah. He says the Mitzvah of Bikurim is a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. But of course it follows that we read it this time of year as we approach Rosh Hashanah. But he says, anyway, it comes out that way, just the way it works. Ki hu me'atzeres ad achad, because really, Bikurim is from Shavuos until Sukkot. That's the time when you bring Bikurim and you can do it and say the various psukim that are listed there. From Sukkot until Hanukkah in the Beis HaMikdash, you can still bring the Bikurim, but you don't do the Amira, you don't say those statements about Hashem bringing us to this land, etc. But the Iker time is between Shavuos and Chag, which is Sukkot. So if that's the case, Rov Bikurim Hayukodim Rosh Hashanah. Most likely the majority of Bikurim that were brought before Rosh Hashanah, just in light of that. At that time, it's getting already close to the deadline. Sha'achar Hasov Miperos Hashanah Hayu Machzirin Hareshis La'Hashem Yisbarach. After the end, the word might be there, gathered, instead of hasof, it could be esof or isof, I'm just not sure. It's either after the gathering of the fruits of the year, or after the end of the fruits of the year. They would bring the reishis, the very beginning, la'Hashem Yisborah. Yeah, it does seem to be so. Achar hasof, right, at the end of the season, that you gathered your fruits. That's the end. Because you planted, you took care of it, now you're harvesting the fruits. So Achar Hasof, when the end comes, what do? You bring back the beginning. The beginning is the first fruits of the tree. So as the end comes, you kind of connect to the reishi, the first fruits. V'hu hisdabgus achris hadov v'bereshis. This is the connecting or the closeness of the end of the matter to its beginning, which is the big idiom in Machshava, to connect the end and the beginning.
So this is to say that just trying to get a simple level of understanding here.
Please.
It seems slightly elevated. Bring the fruits, if done
from Shavuos till Sukkot.
Right. And toward the end of that time of bringing, now what? You're sort of looking forward to the beginning again? Is that what you're saying here?
I'd say looking forward. That would be a Machshava. That's not what I had in mind, but I can say that.
Okay, well, what did you have in mind?
That the very end of the process is connected to the beginning of the process. Not to the next beginning,
but to the
previous beginning.
I'm thinking of the next
That could also be, there's a lot of room in
I'm just thinking of emptying the cup in order to make room to pour in the next cup.
Right. I don't think that's what he's saying here, is that he's saying that you are connecting to the beginning of what you've done.
Simply by virtue of completing a process, you're acknowledging the beginning of the process by coming to its end?
The first fruits are what you're bringing.
Yes.
And you've taken the summer and you've gotten all the fruits, so mm-hmm. you're at the end of that
this
stage.
This is referring to the harvest itself, not to the...
Right, of the fruit.
Right.
As the fruits of the tree. So you have all those fruits, you're basically done. And being done with the fruits, you're still going back and taking the very first ones and bringing them, because the first fruits were marked.
They haven't brought them.
Right. They're
just marked.
The guy came out to his field,
right.
Harbor. He saw his fruits beginning to blossom.
Right.
They tied the trigger in.
Okay.
And then later on, he goes down and he's, you know, there's that apple that I tied the trigger in and there's that grape. And, you know, he takes all that stuff, the first stuff that he had tied a string around, takes it to Yerushalayim.
At that time.
Right.
Before he picks any of the rest of the fruit.
Right. Well, I mean, he could have picked a fruit.
No, but it's the end of the harvest.
Well, the Bikurim are the first fruits that you've marked.
Right, so those are put aside,
right.
But you've already harvested and sold
right.
your crop.
And if you take it later, if you don't take them right away, if you take them later.
But you can take them right away.
You could. You could take
and
them
could
right away.
You could harvest the rest of the crop later.
Right.
But that,
your choice.
But that doesn't have any bearing on any of this, does it?
No, because the way he's looking at it is that by the time Rosh Hashanah comes, most of your fruit is complete.
Right, you're at the end.
Right. He's looking at this in connection to Rosh Hashanah.
So
and at that point, you're just about done.
Yeah.
And you can still take those first fruits and bring them in.
Well, he's assuming you are bringing it then.
Yeah.
Because you're at the end, and you're connecting the beginning. Right?
That's right.
But then where is the... Then if he's saying this about the fruits, and we're saying the time for the fruits is Shavuos till Sukkot, then we're linking somehow Sukkot and Shavuos at the same time.
True.
There's the same link. Then if the fruits are linked, then the two chags are linked. The beginning, which is Shavuos, the end, which is Sukkot. So where's that connection?
He's not talking about that, at least not yet. Right now, all he's saying is that when Rosh Hashanah comes, most of the Bikurim would have been brought. So the season, the ending of the fruit picking season is pretty much here. And you're connecting to the beginning of that season by bringing your first fruit. That seems like taking a slice out of this concept.
Okay.
That's his slice. He hasn't really said anything yet about connecting Shavuos to Sukkot, or about making room for the beginning of the next year. Those are true. Those are both true concepts, but that's not his slice of it right now. Right?
Okay.
This is simply about connecting the beginning of the process
to Rosh Hashanah.
The end of it to the beginning.
To the beginning. That's right. Okay. How are you, Micha?
Good to see you. Glad to be here.
Good to see you here. Okay. You got the place there, Mitzvahs Bikurim?
Yeah.
Okay. Before light down. L'chein ha-Bikurim nikroim reishis. Bikurim are called reishis, which is the beginning, or the first, or the head. V'amru chazal bereishis bara. The Chacham said, bereishis bara. In the beginning Hashem created. And we learned that the bereishis is bishvil reishis, on account of reishis. And there's a chazal that says, Bishvil mitzvahs bikurim. So for the sake of the mitzvah of bikurim, God created the world. It's a pretty big statement, right? We've seen Bereshis Bishvil HaTorah, that's called Reshis. Bereshis Bishvil Yisroel, who's called Reshis, Jewish people. Now here's Bereshis Bishvil Bikurim, which are also called Reshis. God created the world.
This is just referring.
I would say so, yeah. Kiveh kiyum ha'olam rasha ma'olarin tamid reishis ha'koach shaba mehashem yisborah. Because the kiyum ha'olam, the sustenance of the world, is that we awaken always the very first koach, the first force that comes from God. So yes, we are beyond fruit now. The first koach that comes from Hashem in creation of the world, that's reminiscent of creation, but we're trying to tap into that all the time, to be ma'orah, that reishis hakoach that God used in creation. And that and Bikurim are connected. V'lachein hoyo ha-mitzvah achar shabo'u le'eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the mitzvah occurred after we entered the land of Israel, specifically. Yizkaru hareshis. We want to then remember the very beginning of the journey. Shehashem Yisparach Hotziyanu Mimitzrayim, he took us out of Egypt. Va'asa lanu nisim, and he did miracles for us. Ad Shehevi'enu l'Eretz Yisrael, until he brought us to Israel, Shehu Tachlis HaTikun, which is the ultimate of the Tikun. So the act of Bikurim itself, he says, and what we say when we bring Bikurim, it's the connection of the Sof to the Reishis. Because the Sof here is the arrival of Israel. We've arrived, we conquered the land, we settled the land, we have fruit, now we can bring Bikurim. When we do that, which is the end of the process, in that space and time, we look back at the beginning and say, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Lavan tried to destroy Yaakov. Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim. We were enslaved there. God did miracles for us. He took us out and he brought us to this land. So the Amira, the very statement that comes along with Bikurim, is a statement of connecting the end, the having the fruit, the having the land, to the beginning, which was in Mitzrayim and coming out. We want to recall the whole journey and connect it all and look at it as one long journey, one process Hashem took us through, and here we are, and here's our fruit. Now one thing, that's an interesting thing in terms of application, maybe he'll say it, but I'll say it anyway, that we're coming to Rosh Hashanah, a similar kind of Hashanah is going through our mind. We're at the end of the year. The year is just about past. We're thinking about where we've been during this past year, what happened to me during this past year, what have I gone through this past year, and here I am now. Wherever the here I am is, this is where I've arrived. I'm here. So as the year ends, by reflection, by tshuva, by tefillah, we also are trying to connect the end of the year to the beginning of the year, the journey that we took through the entire year. Where did we start? What has Hashem done for us? Where have we ended up? In a miniature, that's why we need.
Are we so much trying to connect it to the beginning of the year, or are we trying to connect it to the entire year by starting at the beginning?
Yes.
Getting
that's what I mean.
Yeah,
it's not point up to on point.
This. No, of course it's not point to point, but why specifically even the beginning of the year? Only because it's the starting point at which this cycle, because we're talking about a cycle here,
has begun.
I'm thinking of like a piece of paper that instead of flat, it gets looped. And now, you know, this point and this point are connected, but only in so far as they make up points in an uncuttable cycle.
Right. And we're talking about the whole cycle, from the beginning to the end. Just like Bikurim, on a much larger scale, was the whole cycle from when Lavan tried to destroy Yaakov, through Mitzrayim, all the way to our arrival in Israel and settling the land. One cycle of which was
the statement in the beginning that the Bihurim is a Hakana, it's a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. We've learned in different Maimarim that a Hakana in some respects can be more important than what it's being prepared for. So where is this? Again, this is the first act of marking the fruit and then later bringing it. That preparation is a preparation, it says, for Rosh Hashanah, but it started in, whenever the fruits start coming.
Right, sometime in the spring. Right.
In the spring. Yet that really started in Shavuos. You know, so there's a lot of beginnings here.
Right. True.
It's a preparation for a lot of beginnings, and it's a preparation for Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is the beginning, the birthday of the world, right?
Well, also, just in light of what you're saying, if Bikurim is a hafana to Rosh Hashanah, then Bikurim is a mitzvah in and of itself. So he's saying, seemingly, that not only is there hafana to a mitzvah, But the mitzvah itself could be a hachana for the next
mitzvah
or the next thing that's coming our way, Rosh Hashanah in this case. The mitzvah itself becomes a hachana for whatever else is down the line. That's an interesting idea.
Hence, why they say doing a mitzvah leads to the likelihood of doing another
mitzvah. Mitzvah grows mitzvah, right.
No, it doesn't just lead to it. It's a preparation for it.
Yes. Prepares the way, right?
It prepares the neshama in a sense by making, like it directs it. It gives it the material to perhaps step to that next level.
Right.
We're not there now. We can't do this. We can't bring those fruits. What can we? What replaces that?
Well,
for us,
first
the
and foremost
terms
is
right
learning
now.
About it. Because the Torah of the Korban is always looked at as Kehilu, you brought the Korban itself. And then the second part is to find out the concept that the mitzvah represents the Torah. This idea connecting to the beginning of the whole cycle of tunnels, if you will, we can be kind of the perfect conception without finding it. Okay. Bata, hinei hevesi. Just read the Lashon of the Pesach. So after we've traced our whole history about Mitzrayim and Hashem has saved us from the first of the fruits of the earth, Asher Nasat Li Hashem Achu Hashem. Now, that's an expression of tshuva. It's like Yimloach Shave Masai. Now is the time. Ki Iker HaTshuva Hi Histab Kus Bereshus, because the Ikrim wants me. Right? And that's a hasaga. Like, wow, I've been through all of this to get here. He says a person must immediately do tshuva there. Tshuva in the sense that at the end, now I understand, the beginning, and those to the moment. Right. And then in this case, that takes us to the...
I mean, I can understand appreciating from a conceptual as well as... How does the tshuva...
I think it goes again. Your thought before. I'm going to be afraid to take that first step.
It doesn't seem like, but to do tshuva means to turn around, I can see, maybe hurtful to me, but perhaps helpful, or maybe I was hurtful to them, but I shouldn't have been. All of those steps from the righteous to the present.
Right.
In the beginning, you don't have to go anywhere, because the ultimate shlemus then would be going back to the state.
Go ahead. It's like, it's almost weird how, like, said this one other place, thank you, but Rosh Hashanah, no, just recognizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam started the world.
It should really end it then. But, I mean, it should end it. It should climax.
He wants to say, once you get to...
There's a piece missing
right.
from your ability to...
Start of the races, and then you get started.
Then we can't even... Right. We have to get that to even get started.
In reference to... Yeah,
I'm not sure. He wanted to destroy everything, but he pursued after you. The point of the possibility of absolute destruction. Absolute destruction, Arami Obed Avi. He wanted to destroy it completely. Distinction there, why we attribute that complete will for enough to put, God. And Hashem saved us from that point and took it at nothing.
Right. Things going on just normal, everybody's fine.
When he was meeting him in his 400 men,
that was the meeting.
Distraction. Asa, I'm sure there was some kind of hisorus, but
Asa.
With love, you mean?
Yeah.
We had it at the start, so...
Yeah.
We had the Shabbat to
Abaya. Yeah, that's pretty intense.
But probably Nimrod was trying to...
That whole thing was not just done themselves, but who was going to get it done?
Yeah, they...
Like Lavan's like the Nachash, and Yaakov's a little like Adam.
To destroy that beginning of the thing. You high above. Kamoshukatsu the Midrash, as it says, that's addressed to Bruce's question, how do we do this now? We don't have Bikur. A lot of thoughts in that one.
So by learning this, learning about
Bikur, the process of
evening.
Right. Step along the way. Yeah. Okay. Fiber of tough ration on bay. Compared to water. Ein Shom Shehoshev Kama Devorim. Look there, She'enu Yochol Lashut Lohem Nitbad. Just as it is with water, we should look up that just to make sure that's the end of the phrase, but that's the impression that I'm getting. Ve'inyan, it's not, what do you call it, violent, it's just water, you can walk right through it. U'kamoch, comprehension levels of people, ad tiburo, you could say I'm up to the water, I'm up in the, it says with hasaga, the way one comprehends Torah. Avol yesh mayim to swim on. Sheinu yachol lav, where you can't walk through this water. It's our good, right? Life is over. V'hu mi sheyachol levatel atz, they become very light. You give yourself over, you're not so weighty anymore for the Torah. Now, I don't take up so much weight. The Torah is the thing that really takes up a certain levels of Torah. It's not intellect, it's avoda that really... A tremendous mashal that the way he understands it. Now he says, by the koach haTorah itself, shemelamed es eich lichnu, it will teach us how to swim its waters. Ki halo eina yochu,
we need to be immersed and involved in even the pshat of Torah.
Right. And that
and just
walk in the water, and the water itself, it's only the Torah that can teach a person how to totally give. Yes, yes. The other disciplines could take us into places. That's why it says after the Torah, if you listen, you shall hear. We hear in this chamber, then we're going to be zochet to hear in the next chamber.
Hadre's chamber.
Which last two? What about the beginning, right?
Oh. Okay. Maybe
that or it ties the tree.
Right.
Now that's before anything it. Is...
Yeah,
know,
there's no fruit on the trees yet.
So when he... Now that the, his fruit
when
are at the
when he goes to harvest, he knows which ones are first fruits.
He takes the first...
He's acknowledging
right.
This is what started the
right.
Process.
Right.
Okay.
Right. On a small scale, you know... Right.
But that recognition on of an apple or an orange, take this
right.
To Hashem. You're recognizing. You know, this whole process is a recognition, aware of what's going on and when the sprouts are going to come out of the ground. If it's going to be a barley leaf.
I would also imagine that at the time of bringing the Purim, as well.
There's a lot of support. A lot of help.
You had to go make it and dry it into raisins. Really, you had to get, you're really far away.
I'm not sure. No, that's the case with my syrup. Sure.
Okay, because otherwise you have to make wine or grape juice. You have to, something that wasn't nice to Hashem.
Definitely not.
Right, so...
Because the way it's described...
Let's say gold plated.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So...
What you can do if you're far away. Okay. I should go out here.